最近我们一直在读的以西结书。
And recently we've been studying the book of Ezekiel.
那以西结书里头提到很多神的荣耀。
And in the book of Ezekiel talks about the glory of God.
那我们很难想象神的荣耀是有多么的奇妙，有多么的伟大。
And it's hard for us to comprehend how marvelous and how grand is the glory of God.
那本来人是不配啊。不配来描述神的荣耀。
And as men, we are unworthy to describe the glory of God.
因为神的荣耀是很圣洁的。
Because God's glory is holy.
但人也没有办法来描述神的荣耀，因为神的荣耀是太奇妙的。
And men also cannot describe the glory of God because the glory of God is too marvelous.
那人只是看到神的荣耀有的弟兄姐妹他看到神的荣光。
And then some people, if they saw, they witnessed the glory of God, the glory of God, like our brother and sister, they saw the glorious light.
那就让人非常的喜悦。
And they were joyful.
那以前根据出埃及记记载有七十位长老他们看见神。
And according to the book of Exodus, there were 70 elders, and they saw God.
在那里又吃又喝。
And they were there eating and drinking.
我们很难想象说那七十位长老在上面那个情形是怎么样。
And it's hard for us to imagine, what was the situation at the time.
那我们只能够想象根据彼得啦、约翰、雅各他们看到主的面貌。
We can only imagine, at a time when Peter, John, and James they saw, they were at the Mount of Transfiguration.
那他们就一直呼喊着说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。”
And they proclaim, "Lord, it is so great for us to be here."
所以没有人想要离开。
So no one, so none of them wanted to leave.
所以神的荣耀是充满着宇宙大地。
So the glory of God filled the earth and heavens.
我们虽然平常是看不见的
，Even though we cannot see the glory of God in our our daily life，
但是圣经说诸天都在述说着神的荣耀。
The Bible says that the heavens and are proclaiming the glory of God。
所以我们的天体是每个时刻都在述说着神的荣耀。
So the heavens they were proclaiming the glory of God at all time。
其实花草树木也在述说着神的荣耀。
And trees and also flowers, they were also proclaiming the glory of God.
因为他们按照每个季节他们按照每个季节给人们来服务冬天的冬天的景色，春天的春天的景色，非常的漂亮。
And because in different season, they give men these beautiful scenery to look at.
当然我们有些时候是肉眼看不到这个星星的美丽。
And even though sometimes we cannot see some of the stars in heaven.
现在科技很发达，所以 NASA 太空科学家他们可以透过特殊的望远镜来照到外面那些天体星星，哇，那是太美了，各种不同颜色。
Of the advance of technology, now NASA they can they have this advanced equipment that are able to see stars far in heaven.
大家有兴趣的话，可以去买书来看，还是可以透过网络去查看这些很美丽的天体。
And if you're interested, you can look at books or go on internet to look at all these beautiful planets.
所以他们都在述说着神的荣耀。
And all of them are proclaiming the glory of God.
那人呢，本来也是有荣耀的。
And men, originally, we also have glory.
也就人是按照神的形象被造的。
Because men are created in God's image.
所以在伊甸园里头，应该是有神的荣耀。
So in the Garden of Eden, originally, they also have the glory of God.
虽然圣经没有记载说当时亚当夏娃塑造的时候，那还没有犯罪以前，他们在伊甸园里头，根据圣经说赤身露体。但是怎么样一个画面呢？我们不清楚。
So even though we know that before Adam and Eve, before they sinned, they were naked in the Garden of Eden, and they didn't feel shame.
虽然按照字义上来讲，中文的字义当然原文字义又是另外一回事原文不一定是说赤身裸体，但是以我们现在阅读的这个中文的意思说，上面赤身裸体
And then maybe that's not the meaning of in the original text, but in Mandarin, at least it says that at first they were naked.
但是他们不觉得羞耻。
But then they do not feel shame.
所以有的人呢就说，他们当时在伊甸园里头是一个荣光体，荣光就好像神耶稣基督发光。
So some people say perhaps when they were in the Garden of Eden, they were in their glorious form, it's just like a glorious light.
虽然圣经没有记载，但是呢，我们可以想象在伊甸园里头哈，也是。很有荣耀的，因为是按照神的形象来造的。
And even though it's not the Bible didn't talk about it further, but we just imagine that they were in the Garden of Eden and it's holy, and then they were glorious.
那我为什么说这种说法也可以说得通啊？
So I think we can also think it this way.
因为哈，我们看。罗马书
Because we can turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第三章
The book of Romans, chapter 3.
罗马书第三章二十三节
Romans, chapter 3, verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节
Romans, chapter 3, verse 23.
因为世人多犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这个犯罪以后就变成亏缺了神的荣耀。
After they have sinned, they fall short of the glory of God.
神给我们的荣耀就缺少了一块呀。
So that now they lack this glory from God.
就变成不完全了。
So no, they are no longer complete.
不完全了就变成没有荣耀了。
And because they are incomplete, then that's why they are falling short of the glory of God.
那没有犯罪以前呢？
And before they sinned.
既然圣经是说世人犯了罪以后才亏缺了神的荣耀。
Since here is talking about all have sinned, then they fall short of the glory of God.
那反面说啊，反面说，我们在推往前推哈，但犯罪以前啊，并没有亏缺神的荣耀。
So then from here we can say that before they sinned, they did not fall short of the glory of God.
所以犯罪以后啊，荣耀就失去了。
Because it is after they sinned, then they lost this glory.
所以犯罪以后啊，人就很难跟神直接沟通、直接见面。
That's why after man sinned, it's hard for man to communicate and also see God.
因为就变成啊，这个不同等次、不同等了。
Because now after they sin, they're no longer in the same standing as God.
那大家就不能沟通啊，因为没有荣光啊，一个有荣光，一个没有荣光。
So now God has glorious light, men don't. So that's why they can no longer communicate.
当然，有荣光的人啊，不愿意跟这些没有的人在一起呀。
And those who have the glorious light, they will no longer mingle with those who don't.
所以我们看当时啊，人是没有办法直接见神的。
So during that time, men cannot see God directly.
所以这个摩西啊，他想要看到神的荣耀。
So for Moses, he wanted to behold the glory of God.
然后神不让他看，神只让他看到他的背面。
So God only let him see his back.
神用他的手啊，把摩西的眼睛啊遮住啊，不让他看的。
Because so God covered the eyes of Moses so that Moses would not see his face.
那参孙的父母亲呢，也看到神的使者。
And then Samson's parents, they saw the messenger of God.
看了以后他们觉得非常害怕。
And after they saw God's messenger, they were extremely afraid.
他们说我们会死亡啊，因为我们看到神了。
And they were afraid that they might die because they saw God.
所以在旧约时代，人真的是很难看到神，简直是不可能啊，因为不同的哈，太污秽了。
So in the old, so people in the Old Testament, it's very hard for them to see God because they are filthy.
因为是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because they are sure of the glory of God.
好，我们来看以赛亚的故事。
Let's look at the story of Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
The book of Isaiah.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
第六章第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
当乌西亚王死的那年，我见主这个神，他见主神坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满了圣殿。第二节。
Verse two。
那其上有沙拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。第三节。
Verse three。
那彼此就呼喊着说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。万军之主啊，他的荣光充满全地啊。第四节。
Verse four。
那因呼喊者的声音门槛的根基就震动，殿充满了 烟云第五节
Verse 5、
啊、那个时候呢我说、啊、祸灾我灭亡的因为我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中又因我的眼见大君王之主、啊、所以我们看到这个以赛亚他看到神的荣耀
Isaiah he behold the glory of God
那我们看这个文字的描写、啊、
Here from the description、
啊、这是人间、啊、这不会发生的
You can see that this is something that doesn't happen.
因为人的话，哪有说什么啊？坐在宝座上，他的衣裳哈、啊、那么高，在天上啊，天上的天啊，他的衣裳在垂下来。
You can see that it's not something that would happen in this world. Here described that the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
我们想想啊，假如有一个人搭飞机啊
，and just imagine this when someone is on the plane.
他这个衣服啊，这个他被。这个基本的卡住了，结果他的衣裳啊，就垂到你家的门口，还是垂到你家的屋顶。
Imagine that the train of the person's rope went out of the airplane and then passed and then was in the front of someone's house.
啊，不用说那么高的地方，就是飞机上的高度啊，那就吓死人了。
And it couldn't imagine that so that the it doesn't have to be as high as the plane. It just need to be the same level as a plane, and it was already really long.
So, this thing, if it happened in the world, that's unbelievable. This is, 会吓倒了很多人、啊、那新闻记者啊，什么都来采访。
So, it is impossible to have something like this happen in today's world.
So, this is a vision.
So, this is a vision.
那意象就是在描写神的荣耀。
And this vision is describing the glory of God.
那神的荣耀，它是圣哉，圣哉。
And the glory of God is holy, holy.
所以以赛亚听到这种的声音以后，他就觉得、啊、他很不配、啊、
So when Isaiah heard this, he felt that he was unworthy.
所以他的感觉上，我灭亡了，因为我是很不洁净的人。
So he felt that, woe to me, I'm undone because I'm unclean.
啊，看到这位大君王。
And my eyes have seen this Lord of hosts.
因为人犯罪以后，真的是不配见到神呢、啊。
And because after man sinned, man is unworthy for man to see God.
那这一段圣经啊，这段圣经让我们感觉得到哈、啊，这个神的荣耀真是不可思议，很难想象啊。
And from these verses, we can see that it's hard for men to comprehend the glory of God.
所以不要说啊会死亡，就是光是吓的话就吓死了。
So let's not talk about death. We just think about when we saw this, we will be terrified.
啊，那个圣洁，那个在呼唤圣洁那个声音呢、啊，我们也是很难想象啊。
And it's also hard for us to imagine that one cried to another and said, Holy.
因为我是人啊。
And because I'm man.
那我们看那个神的使者在天上呼唤着圣洁那个声音啊，一定是很宏伟。
And then you can see that the messengers of God, they cried out, Holy, Holy, in heaven. That must be a very grand sin.
因为圣洁的本身就是一种能量、能力。
Because holiness itself is a form of power.
所以假设一个人真的很圣洁的话，那没有人能够侵犯他的，没有人能够侵犯。
So if a man is holy, then no one can offend that man.
因为他一呼唤圣洁，哇，那个地就震动了。
Because he can yell out holy, and then maybe the ground will shake.
所以一个人假设真正保守在主里头哈，那真的很圣洁。那神就保护他了，他这个圣洁的本身就是一种力量。
So if a man is continued under the protection of God and remain holy, then the holiness itself is God's power protecting him.
圣经也说，神是住在那个人所不能够靠近的光里。
And Bible describes how God lives in the inapproachable light.
所以神啊，本身这个荣耀是非常难以想象，是很。很奇妙的
and that man could not approach, so it's very hard for us to imagine this glory of God.
那我们来看神荣耀的特性啊，根据我们最近所读的以西结书啊来查考。
According to the book of Ezekiel, let's look at the characteristic of God's glory.
好，请看以西结书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
第一章啊，以西结书第一章是在描述啊神的荣耀。
In Ezekiel chapter 1 here is describing the glory of God.
好，我们先来看第一章的二十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 28.
第一章二十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 28.
下雨的日子，云中虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是神的荣耀、啊、荣耀的形象、啊、那我一看见就伏在地上，又听见一位说话的声音、啊、那这个是记载神的荣耀。
And here is describing the glory of God、
啊、那神的荣耀到底是怎么一回事呢？
So what is this glory of God?
来看第四节。
Go to verse 4.
说我观看，看见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一、朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉从其中的火内发出，好像光辉的晶晶、啊、那第四节有几个好像、大自然的现象、啊、它狂风从北方吹来。
In chapter 1, verse 4, here it describes some natural phenomenon. The first one is the whirlwind was coming out of the north.
So, 好像约伯记里头，神要向约伯显现，要跟他说话，神也是从旋风里头来显现。
And just like in the book of Job, when God wanted to appear to Job, he also appeared in a whirlwind.
那我们很难想象这个狂风到底是有几级、啊、比如说现在以这个气象学的标准来测量、啊什么 category 5还是说五级四级这样子、啊、
And it's hard for us to imagine what kind, which category is this whirlwind.
然后现在五级的话是最强的。
And right now, category 5 is considered the strongest.
这个狂风可能是比五级要更强。
And perhaps this whirlwind is even stronger than category 5.
因为这是从神来的能力。
Because this is coming out from the power of God.
狂风这个就是代表一种能力。
And whirlwind itself is a representation of power.
所以神的荣耀本身是代表着能力。
So God's glory itself carried power.
我们看你。以前啊，主耶稣的时代。
And let's look at during the time of Lord Jesus.
啊，主耶稣医治很多的病人呢、啊。
And Lord Jesus, he healed many who are are sick.
啊，医治好了以后，很多人就把荣耀归给神。
And after he healed them, these men they give glory to God.
所以荣耀本身里面蕴含着很大的能力。
So glory itself it embodied a great power.
那为什么诸天来述说神的荣耀？
And why the heavens and earth are proclaiming the glory of God?
那诸天在运行啊，都是有一些能量啊，来使他们运行。
Because in order for heavens and earth to continue to go on to its course, this carries power.
那这种能力啊，是我们很难想象的。
And this kind of power is hard for us to comprehend.
我们看这个地球本身就是一个球。
And let's look at the earth itself is like a sphere.
所以这个叫做地球，地的球是用土做的球。
And that's this is called earth, and it's made out of dust.
啊，这个地球是很大的。
And the earth itself is very big.
那普通球的话，大的话，你放在天空它会掉下来的。
If it's just any kind of ball, you put it in mid-air, it will fall.
啊、但是呢，我们这个地球却悬在空中啊。
But then, Earth, we know that it's actually it's able to float in space.
而且呢，它会转，它会转的哈。
And it will also turn.
啊，所以我们看它会转，有这个风，就是转了、啊，转就叫风啊。
And it will turn, and there's wind.
就这个很奇妙。
So this itself is miraculous.
啊，怎么会转？又怎么能够悬在空中？这是有一种很大的力量。使它发生。
It must be a great power so that the earth can be in mid-air. It can also rotate.
所以狂风啊，就是一种能力，就是神的荣耀。
Here's talk about whirlwind. This is a form of power. It's the glory of God.
圣经说哈，只要信就能看到神的荣耀。
The Bible says that if you believe, then you can witness the glory of God.
因为相信的话，就使这种能力啊，就会产生出来呀。
Because when we believe, then this power will come out.
啊，就会有改变人心的功效。
And it has the power to transform the heart of man.
就会有医治疾病的功效。
And there's also power to heal sickness.
要改变人心啊，没有一种能力是办不到的。
If there's no power, it's impossible for man's heart to change.
我们都很想。改变别人。
We always wanted to change other people.
但是人的力量是办不到的。
But with the power of man, and that's impossible.
啊，只有神本身啊，神本身的荣耀、力量，能够使一个人改变。
Only God Himself, His power can transform a man.
所以，当以赛亚看到神的荣耀以后
So after Isaiah witnessed the glory of God,
他就很坚强。
He became strong.
他就愿意来接受神的差派。
Then he was willing to let God send him out.
所以他的心也是被神改变的。
So his heart was also transformed by God.
因为他看到神的荣耀。
Because he witnessed the glory of God.
很多人呢看到神的荣光。
And many people they saw the glorious light of God.
他们真的是很受感动啊。
And then they were greatly moved.
他们可能从那一刻开始就愿意为耶稣基督而活。
And perhaps from that moment on, they are willing to live for Christ.
就宁愿的放弃那种最终的生活。
Then they're willing to let go of their sinful life.
啊，宁愿放弃他们可能以前很丰厚的这种收入。
And then they were willing to let go of a great income.
啊，为耶稣基督而受苦。
And they were willing to suffer for Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神的荣耀改变了他们。
And because it's God's glory that transformed them.
那第二个哈说。闪烁火的大云。
And the second point, talk about this great fire.
那当然，这个云呢，也是一种自然界的现象。
A great cloud with raging fire, and this is also a natural phenomenon.
当然，这个云呢是很特别的。
And but this cloud is very special.
因为云啊带有火啊。
Because this is a great cloud with raging fire.
那这个我们可能可以看到哈，用想象。晚霞哈，那些云彩可能有像火这种颜色。
Can imagine that during dusk, and there are some clouds. They have this yellowish red color, like fire.
那 golden color 很漂亮哈，叫金黄色哈。
The golden color is very beautiful.
好，那这种有里面这个实际上的火，在自然界里面呢是。不会发生的。
And so, in nature, it's impossible for a great cloud with raging, to have a raging fire.
所以，当神带领以色列百姓出埃及进入旷野地以后
，And when God was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, enter into the land of Canaan.
那神就是用这个云柱火柱来带领他们。
And God used a pillar of cloud and pillar of fire to guide them.
那一般我们所理解的是，好像云柱火柱是两个东西
And normally we would think that the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud, they are two separate things.
其实是一个东西。
But they are actually one.
是云中带有火。
It's actually one. So among the cloud, there are fire.
那火呢，白天就不伤害人了，不会伤害到人。
So that in the morning, the fire will not harm men.
也就是说，白天在很热的天气之下，那个火应该会更热啊。
Because in the morning, if there's fire, then it should be even hotter.
啊，但是他就白天就不伤害人。
But in the morning, if the fire do not harm people,
也不会更热。
And the temperature didn't rise because of the fire.
反正这个云啊，云能够遮蔽太阳。
And then the cloud actually shield them from sun.
可是到了晚上呢？
And then when night comes,
就凉了哈。
And now the temperature cooled down.
好像今天白天很热了。
And just like in the morning, was hot.
所以我虽然是戴西装，但是我觉得说很热，说没穿上来哈。
Even though I brought a suit,
有戴但是没穿。
But then I didn't wear it because it's too hot.
其实呢，现在是有点凉了。
But now as the temperature started to cool down.
所以我们看到有些时候比这个更凉哈。那你看，假设没有火的话，它们会很冷的。
So imagine at night in the wilderness, the temperature started to cool down. If they don't have fire, they will feel it's very cold.
所以晚上有火，那个云中有火。
So at night, there's this pillar of fire.
所以这个是保护，让他们产生温暖。
So this brings the people warmth, and it's there to protect them.
所以神的荣耀就是能够保护信徒啊，保护属神的人。
So the glory of God can protect believers, protect those who belong to Him.
给他们温暖。
And at the same time, bring them warmth.
太平洋教会有位姐妹
And in Pacifica, there was a sister.
她平常上班也很累。
And usually, so in the morning when she goes to work, afterwards she feels tired.
所以她平常晚上很少参加聚会的。
So at night, she rarely come to service.
但是有一天因为有一个外地来的传道，所以她都特别赶来参加聚会。
But then one night there was a pastor from another area, so then she attended service that night.
她那天参加聚会祷告的时候。
And that night when she was attending service during prayer.
她说看到好像主耶稣从后面走过来
，and she saw someone like Lord Jesus Christ walking from the back.
主耶稣的衣裳 啊、不是就是桌上衣裳的旁边是、啊、轻轻地碰到他。
And then the train of Jesus' robe touched a scraper or toucher.
哦，就很让他受感动。
And then she was greatly moved.
哦，就他就一直哭啊，一直流泪。
And then she started to shed tears.
啊，那这个事情啊，这个事情经过大概一个多月以后。
And then 1 month passed.
啊，他的父母亲啊，他的爸爸就罹患。那个肠癌
and then that's when her father was diagnosed with colon cancer.
所以她都想到一个月以前呢，一个月以前她曾经看到这个异象。
So then she remembered about a month ago she saw this vision.
主耶稣的衣裳碰触到她的身体。
She remembered how Lord Jesus Christ's robe touched her.
所以她在回想这一幕，感觉到哎。神会照顾他的。
So when she was remembering this vision, she felt that Lord Jesus Christ will take care of her.
所以无形当中就产生一股温暖了。
So then suddenly she felt this warmth.
那这个温暖，这个暖依然在维持，这个持续他们啊，这个让他们增加的人能够度过这个癌症啊，还有化疗的这段很艰辛的路程。
And it's this warmth that sustained her and her family to go through this difficult time of receiving treatment and also chemo.
所以时间还没到，但是神已经先安慰他。
So even though at the time, the time was not yet didn't yet come, but the Lord Jesus Christ comforted her beforehand.
就神的荣耀就会像啊云里面有火。
So the glory of God will be like this cloud with raging fire.
那又说啊，像这个光耀的金晶。
And he also described this brightness was like a color of amber.
它晶晶的，我们知道是炼过的晶晶啊，是提炼过的。
We see that it's like a refined gold.
那因为以前的技术不是那么好啊，科技不是那么好，所以在炼金的时候要一直提炼，炼一次还不够很纯啊，再炼第二次啊，啊70%的纯啊，再炼一次80%的纯度，再一直炼，炼到100%为止。
And before it, when the technology wasn't so advanced, when they have to refine a pure gold, they have to go through many times until all the fill started to wash out, and then they have this refined gold.
So, 神的荣耀本身啊是非常圣洁的。
So the glory of God itself is very holy.
是没有瑕疵的。
Without any blemish.
啊，金晶呢，我们很难想象。当然，大家只要是要买黄金啊，可能看过那个金晶呢。
So if you've purchased gold before, you've seen pure gold.
啊，我是没看过啊。
But I've never seen one.
啊，但是这个金晶呢，它本身呢，一定是很迷人的。
But the pure gold itself must be very charming.
因为很多人呢，很想要拥有这种黄金。
Because many people they wanted to have real gold.
所以这种金晶呢，是很迷住了很多人的，很多人想要在追求。这个晶晶
and many people are attracted by pure gold, and that's what they pursue after.
So, 神的荣耀，神的本身还是很迷人的，很多人想要追求啊。
But God's glory itself is something that's very attractive, and many wanted to pursue after it.
啊，所以我们学过这个雅歌哈。
And we learned about the Song of Solomon.
那雅歌第一章里头就是那个新郎啊，新郎发出香气。
And in the first chapter of Song of Solomon talk about this groom exude this beautiful aroma.
啊，吸引了很多人啊，大家快跑跟随他，好像快跟不上一样。
And it attracted many people, and many wanted to run after him.
所以一个人只要是看到神的荣耀
，so if a person witnessed the glory of God,
啊，不会再反对耶稣基督啊。
Then he would no longer oppose Lord Jesus Christ.
好像保罗一样
，and just like Paul,
他以前是反对基督耶稣的。
And before he was the one who opposed the Lord.
不但是反对，而且是想给他破坏掉，给他让这个组织啊就归于无有啊。
He not only opposed Lord Jesus Christ, he wanted the disciple of Lord Jesus to be destroyed.
啊，但是他看到神的荣耀，
But then he witnessed the glory of God. He saw Lord Jesus.
哇，他一直追求啊。
Then he continued to pursue after him.
他总是快跑，快跑跟随耶稣基督。
He run after Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他自己描写说，我的人生就是跑的人生呢。
So that's why he said, that I'm living this life, I'm in this race.
啊，他说该跑的路啊，我已经跑尽了。
So that he said, I've run the race.
而不是说该走的路，我已经走尽了。
So he described his life as a race. He didn't walk.
我们看 保罗他是很认真在为神做事情的。
You can see Paul, he put in his totality to work for God.
啊，人家是走 one extra mile 哈，再多走一里路啊。他可能是再多走两里路。
When other people would walk this one extra mile, he would walk 2 miles.
我说他做圣工啊，很认真啊。
Because when he do holy works, he put in his all.
啊，他一直奔跑往那个方向奔跑。
And he continued to run toward the goal, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神的荣耀是很吸引人的。
And because God's glory attracted men.
说要怎么样使一个软弱的信徒让他恢复信心。
So how can we let a weak member to regain his faith?
让他很自愿、很甘心、情愿的来跟随耶稣基督。
So that he will take the initiative and be willing to follow Lord Jesus.
那很简单啊，只要看到神的荣光。
The answer is simple. When he witnessed the glory of God,
他自然就会跟随啊。
Then naturally he would want to follow.
你要挡他，挡不住的。
And even you want to stop him, you wouldn't be able to.
人家那个像金金啊，谁挡得住啊？金金大家都想要啊。
Because the glory of God would be like this, radiating out like the color of amber, and then no one could stop him.
那神的荣耀是永不改变的。
And God's glory is also never changing.
然后我们先来看第一章哈。
Let's go to chapter one.
以西结书第一章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter one verse one.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得看到神的异象啊！所以他在这个加巴鲁河边啊，看到神的异象。
So the time he was by the river of Chebar, and he saw this vision.
啊，看到神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
那大家请看第三章。
Let's go to chapter three.
第三章的二十二节。
Chapter three, verse 22.
22神的灵啊降在我身上，他对我说，你起来往平原去，我要在那里和你说话。第三节啊，于是我起来往平原去，不要神的荣耀啊，神的荣耀正如啊，正如你看，这是他第一次看到神的荣耀，正如啊，就跟我以前在加巴鲁河边所见的一样。说神的荣耀是不改变的，不是说以前呢很荣耀啊，现在呢就慢慢减退的。
Verse 23, there he also saw the glory, which he saw by the river of Chebar, is the same. So we can see that God's glory, will remain the same.
所以可见神的荣耀是永不改变的，永远都一样的。
Can see that God's glory is forever the same. It will never change.
使徒时代那些信徒们看到主的荣光。
And during apostolic time, those disciples of God saw Lord Jesus' glorious light.
我们今天的信徒看到主的荣光。
And today, a believer also witnessed the glory of God.
都是一样的。
The glorious light of God, and it's the same.
神的荣光以前这样，现在也是一样啊。
Because the glorious light of Lord Jesus Christ will be the same.
好，那怎么来看到神的荣耀呢？
So how can we behold this glory of God?
那根据圣经啊，这就要第一个顺服啊。
And according to the Bible, we have to be submissive.
要顺服啊，那神的荣耀就要充满整个圣殿。
We have to be submissive, and God's glory will fill the temple.
就是神说什么，我们就做什么。
Whatever God say, we follow.
就当时神呢，吩咐摩西啊，建造会幕。
At the time, God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle.
那摩西就是按照神所吩咐的，一个一个去完成。
And according to God's commandment, Moses, he followed through.
啊，虽然有的是很 detail, 很细哈，这个有的东西是做得很细。
Even though some of the plan was intricate and very detailed.
我们看那些纺线啊，怎么纺线第一层是什么颜色，第二层是什么颜色。
When they woven the garment, God told them this first layer need to be this color, the second layer need to be another color.
几针几线啊。
And then you have to have this many stitches and use this many threads.
所以大大小小都是按照主的吩咐。
And whether great or small, and everything is according to the commandments of God.
不会因为嫌麻烦了就打折扣。
And you cannot fall short of the plan just because it's too complicated.
所以顺服神的旨意。
So to be submissive of God's will.
虽然很繁琐。
Even though sometimes it might be tedious and troublesome,
但是还有一个敬畏的心啊去完成。
But then we have to complete them with a fearful heart.
所以我们想想，为什么哈挪亚他说了神的启示要造一条方舟以后，他存着一个敬畏的心去完成。
After God revealed to Noah to build the ark, and with a fearful heart, Noah, he completed the ark.
要是我们的话，可能啊，麻烦啊，那么麻烦啊，哎呀，我不会做了，放弃。
And if it was
找别人。
If it were us, maybe we'd say, oh, this is too much. God, can you find some other people to build it?
所以当一个人有敬畏神的心。
So if a person have this heart of reverence to a God,
在困难的事情,
then it doesn't matter how difficult is the task.
他会想办法去完成。
He would try all he can to complete the mission.
所以教会的事工也是一样。
And in the same way, we have to be like this when we're doing the work of God. 其实很多事情
也是很难办的。
That sometimes in church, certain things are hard to accomplish.
比如说去分传单啊，很多人就觉得很困难啊。
For instance, to pass out flyers, some people might think this is a very challenging task.
那觉得很不好意思啊。
Or they feel embarrassed to do it.
所以其实很多事情呢，要办起来不容易。
So there are many things that's not easy to accomplish.
但是敬畏神的人啊，会去克服它。
But for those who have a heart of reverence toward God, they will try their best to overcome it.
那这样子就能够看到神的荣耀。
And by doing that, they will see the glory of God.
那史提凡啊，他定睛望天。
And Stephen, he fixed his eyes to heaven.
就是想要看啊，你不想看的话，就看不到神的荣耀啊。
Because he wanted to see. If you don't want to see, then you will not see the glory of God.
定睛望天呐、啊，天就开了，就看见神的荣耀。
And fixed his eye toward heaven, and then he saw the glory of God.
保罗也是鼓励我们要盼望神的荣耀。
And Paul, he also encourages to hope for this glory of God.
那相信哈，就能够看到神的荣耀。
If we believe, then we will see the glory of God.
那不信的话，什么事情都不会发生的。
But if we do not believe, then nothing will happen.
那当另外一个哈是大家不比较难以接受的哈。
And then the next thing is something that's hard for us to accept.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第九章。
Book of John, chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章第一节。
The book of John, chapter 9, verse 1.
九章第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的，他生来就是瞎眼哦，你说可怜不可怜？
And the man was born blind, isn't that pitiful?
第二节。
Verse 2.
那门徒问耶稣说啊，老师啊，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯的罪呢？是这个人还是他父母呢？第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣就回答说、啊、也不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他父母亲、啊、犯了罪，是要在他的身上显出神的作为，就显出神的荣耀来。
And here is to reveal the work of God, which is God's glory.
所以就是告诉我们、啊、要经历患难才能够显出神的荣耀。
So this is telling us that we have to go through tribulation in order to have this God's glory to be revealed.
有一次、啊、跟信徒在说话。
And once I was talking to some members.
那一位信徒分享他的经验。
And one member was sharing his experience.
他说他其实有些时候是很困难的，真的是家庭啊，这个财务困难。
He said sometimes his family is encountering some financial difficulties.
那他就一直祷告啊。
And then he continued to put this in prayer.
啊，可是祷告以后，好像这个这种环境啊，并没有好转。
But even after he prayed, the situation did not get better.
啊，但是他继续祷告。
But then he continued to pray.
那祷告后来，他觉得内心很平安。
And he prayed until Then he started to feel this peace.
啊，他不会害怕。
He was no longer afraid.
他真的是超越了那种困难。
Then that's when he overcame that difficulties.
后来神就帮他解决困难了。
And then later God solved the problem for him.
所以，假设没有经过患难的话，我们就很难以看见神的作为、神的荣耀。
So if we never gone through trials, then it's hard for us to witness the glory of God.
所以我们要想哈。这个神就是要荣耀、啊、那我们人要平安。
So we have to consider that man we want peace, and then and God he is glorious.
但是这个过程啊，一定要经过患难。
But then through that we have to go through tribulation.
苦口，这个什么？苦口良药。
良药苦口。
良药苦口。
And then it is a saying that for the medicine to be beneficial, it must be bitter.
所以这个。 你要有功效哈，就是要很苦啊，但是它有功效。
So if you want it to be effective, then it has to be bitter in order to be beneficial.
所以要经历患难。
So that's why you have to go through tribulation.
那么第二个哈，也是大家都比较难以接受的。
And then the next point is also something that's hard to swallow.
好，请看约翰福音的十一章。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章哈四十节。
John chapter 11 verse 40。
耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
啊。40, Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?"
这个故事大家都很熟悉哈，拉撒路已经死了四天了。
And then we are all familiar with the story. Lazarus, at this time, already died for 4 days.
当然，大家都觉得没有什么希望了。
And of course, everyone thinks it's already hopeless.
那拉撒路的两个姐姐还抱怨耶稣怎么那么晚来啊。
And the two sisters of Lazarus also complained to Jesus, why are you arriving so late?
你看他弟弟已经死了四天了。
Because now my brother is already dead for 4 days.
他就耶稣说啊，信的话就能够看见神的荣耀。
But Jesus said to her, if you believe, then you will see the glory of God.
所以我们看主是为什么要那么晚才去呀、啊、
？So, why did Lord Jesus arrive late?
他是刻意啊，让拉撒路经历死亡。
And he did this purposely, so that Lazarus will go through death.
成功让人们呢来看到神的荣耀。
So then people shall witness the glory of God.
所以经历死亡。
So it has to, they have, so Lazarus have to go through death.
那当然，这个我们很难的接受啊。
So this is something that's hard to accept.
那死亡当然在灵意上来讲啊，就是要制止我们的情欲啊。
And from a spiritual sense, is to put this body of sin, we have to put it to death.
那死亡也是代表着我们愿意为别人而牺牲啊。
And death is also has this meaning that we're willing to sacrifice for the sake of others.
那就能够看到神的荣耀。
So then we shall see the glory of God.
那最后一个就要被圣灵充满啊，能够看到神的荣耀。
And lastly, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to see the glory of God.
请看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
第四章十四节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 14.
第四章十四节。
Chapter 4 verse 14.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。啊，这边说荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
And here it said that the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
那这个就代表着圣灵，应许圣灵。
And this is talking about the promised Holy Spirit.
应许圣灵住在我们身上。
So this spirit of glory, the spirit of promise will rest upon you.
应许圣灵也就是神荣耀的灵。
And this promised Holy Spirit is also the glorious spirit of God.
所以我们被圣灵充满，其实就是看见神的荣耀了。
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we are witnessing the glory of God.
所以被圣灵充满，真正被圣灵充满的话，内心也是充满着喜乐。
So if you are truly filled with the Holy Spirit, then your heart will be filled with joy.
喜乐的心就要从肚腹当中就涌出来。
And out of your belly, and you will have this fountain of joy.
那看见神的荣耀的结果是什么？
So what's the consequence of seeing the glory of God.
好，我们简单的谈一个就好。
And let's just look at one point.
请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音十七章。
The book of John chapter 17.
二十二节。
17 verse 22.
约翰福音十七章二十二节。
Book of John chapter 17 verse
22. 二十二啊。22. 你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一啊，像我们合而为一一样。
And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
神的荣耀已经再次的给我们了。
So God once again gave us His glory.
那对今天来讲，也就是透过圣灵再次给我们荣耀。
And it's through God's Holy Spirit that once again He is giving us His glory.
有了荣耀以后，每一个人都有神的荣耀，大家就能够合而为一。
And after we receive this glory, and everyone obtained this glory, then we may be one.
我们刚刚讲过，这个神的灵啊，是一个能力啊，能够改变一个人的心思意念。
Because earlier we talk about how this God's Spirit carried power and is able to transform the heart of man.
哦，那叫大山啊，就把它削平嘿。
That if you this grand mountain, then God will make you flat.
哦，不用推土机啊，不用铲土机，就是用神的能力啊，把它削平。
Then we don't need any tools or equipment. It's with God's power that God will make it flat.
啊，那些低洼的，哎。神就把它填平。
And then for the valleys, that God was able to fill the valley.
所以后来大家都是一样的哈。
So then toward the end, everyone will be the same.
没有人比较高了，没有人比较低。
And no one is higher, and no one's lower than others.
大家都能够合而为一。
So then, everyone may become one.
所以本来大家的个性都不一样啊。
So originally, everyone is having different personality.
有人像高山。
Some people is just like a grand mountain.
有人比较低调的。
Some people is just like a valley.
像谷一样，但是神都是大家都一样。
But then to the end, God is able to make everyone to become one.
因为神已经是一个我们荣耀。
I mean, because God already gave us His glory.
这个荣耀能够使大家合为一。
And then it's because and this glory will be able to let everyone to become one.
所以我们教会很重视啊，追求灵恩，追求应许圣灵。
And that's why our church emphasizes on this Holy Spirit.
因为神的荣耀。就在圣灵里头。
Because God's glory is in His Spirit.
啊，有了神的荣耀，啊，有了圣灵以后，大家的想法观念就会一致。
After we have God's glory, have this Holy Spirit, then our thoughts and our mind will be able to be in one accord.
我说开会的时候，家庭讨论的时候，那大家就会慢慢的磨合哈，就会趋于一致。
So then, while we have a family discussion or any church meeting, and slowly everyone will be in one accord.
So 大家都喜乐无穷。
And everyone will be filled with joy.
啊，教会有喜乐。
And that there's joy in church.
家庭有喜乐。
And there's joy in the family.
我们个人有喜乐。
And then there's a joy within everyone.
啊，所以要看到神的荣耀。
So we have to see God's glory.
啊，在唱诗。
Let's sing him.
316首。
316.